The Authorised King James Version of the Bible of 1611 has preserved the Word of God in the English language. While God's Word does not change, languages do. Words that were once commonly known and understood fall out of usage and lose their meaning to new generations of modern English readers. To help preserve its meaning to readers, numerous updates in the language of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible have been made since the first edition was published. The most widely used edition of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible is that which was completed in 1769. Unfortunately, as changes in the English language continue, there is a widespread resistance to using the 1769 edition of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible by those who claim that too many words in that version have become archaic to readers of modern English. Following an increased emphasis on human reason, there was an advancement of the art of textual criticism in the early 1800s. As the demand for a more readable Bible intensified, biblical manuscripts that had been either discarded or ignored were resurrected. The result of applying textual criticism techniques combined with a zealous emphasis on the reliability of the limited number of rediscovered old manuscripts was the development of a new critical text of the Greek New Testament. That text was used to replace the received text on which the Authorised King James Version of the Bible was based. The newly developed critical text was used to introduce a new English version of the Bible to the world in the late 1800s. Even though the revised version claimed to be a revision of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible, it was actually based on different underlying manuscripts from the Bible that it claimed to revise. After that revised version was introduced, it opened the gate for a flood of new versions, which were processed through the authority of human reason and presented as the Holy Bible. Many of these versions either lack important passages or contain passages that are in total conflict with each other. As a result, they have brought confusion to their readers. This has led to increased questions concerning the reliability and hence the authority of the Scriptures. Many of the versions that have actually updated the language of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible have sought to maintain their identity with the 1611 Bible by retaining the term King James in their names. This distinction is important because it helps readers distinguish between versions based on the Greek received text, on which the New Testament of the Authorised King James Version of the Bible is based, and those that are based on the Greek critical text, on which the New Testament of many other modern versions is based. Discerning readers know that there are significant differences between these two types of Greek texts. Therefore, the use of the term King James in the name of a version of the Bible is a method of clarifying upon which family of manuscripts the Bible version is based. In addition to the confusion over the Word of God, there is also confusion over the name of God. Since the translation of the Hebrew Old Testament into the Greek Septuagint during the 3rd and 2nd centuries BC, a title has been traditionally used in place of his name. Consequently, many have taught that we no longer need to know his name. However, the Word of God himself tells us to call upon him through his name and praise him by his name. The term proper name, as used in the proper name version of the King James Bible, denotes the use of a proper noun rather than a common noun for the name of God. A proper noun, which is also called a proper name, is a noun that designates a particular person, place, or thing, and is usually not preceded by an article such as the. A common noun, however, does not identify a specific individual and is often preceded by an article. It refers to any or all of a group or class. Scriptural passages that clearly highlight the importance of knowing God's name are introduced in the book of Exodus. The descendants of Jacob, which were called the children of Israel, had been living in Egypt for more than 400 years when Yahweh spoke to Moses and gave him the responsibility of leading them out of Egypt. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Exodus 3:10. Joshua clearly revealed that the children of Israel served the Egyptian gods while they were in Egypt. Now therefore fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, and in Egypt, and serve you Yahweh. Joshua 24:14. Since the Egyptians served many gods, it was reasonable for Moses to ask Yahweh which one of them was now speaking to him. What is his name? And Moses said to God, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? Exodus 3:13. Yahweh answered Moses by saying, I am that I am. And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus 3:14. I am is written in the Hebrew text as, and then the Hebrew symbol, which is another Hebrew symbol, with an added aleph sound, which is another Hebrew symbol, to mark the suspension of breathing preceding the initial sound. The name HYH cannot be pronounced without added vowels, as in Haya. Its meaning is to be or to exist. The expression I am that I am effectively means I am the one that is. I am told Moses to call him Yahweh, which with added vowels is pronounced as Yahweh. And God said moreover to Moses, Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Exodus 3:15. The short form of his name is YH, pronounced as YAH, to which we are told to sing praises. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. Psalm 68:4. Having learned the name of God, Moses announced that he would boldly proclaim it as, Because I will publish the name of Yahweh, ascribe you greatness unto our God. Deuteronomy 32:3. The word of God declares his name, which is that he is the one that is. He alone is God. I am Yahweh, and there is no one, and there is no, I'm going to start again. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:5-6. Furthermore, Yahweh confirms that he is the only God and the only Saviour. Tell you and bring them near. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh, and there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Saviour, there is none besides me. Isaiah 45:21. Yahweh revealed the mystery of godliness when he was manifest in the flesh. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. He revealed himself by his name through the name of the Son, Yeshua. Yah is salvation, which has also been translated in modern times as Jesus. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. No other name has the power of salvation. It is through his name alone that we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. When others call upon their gods as lords, we know that Yah is our God and our Saviour, and there is life through his name. But these are written that you might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 20:31. The angel showed John that those serving before the throne of God and of the Lamb in the heavenly Jerusalem will not only see the face of God, but they will also know his name, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:4. The proper name version of the King James Bible restores the proper name of God and is based on the translation known as the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Consequently, the proper name version of the King James Bible is uniquely different from Bible versions that normally use a common noun instead of the proper name of God. The publication of the proper name version of the King James Bible was prompted by the need for a version of the Bible that... And we've got 10 points, so I'm just going to have a little sip of water. You probably noticed I've been doing this. So just run through these. One is edited... Well, I'll start. The publication of the proper name version of the King James Bible was prompted by the need for a version of the Bible that, one, is edited with the understanding that it is the inspired word of God and therefore it cannot be changed by the will or desires of man. Two, is based on manuscripts translated before textual criticism theories were widely used to place the scriptures and their revision under the authority of human reason. Three, remains faithful to the word meanings of Hebrew and or Greek manuscripts which were translated into the authorized King James Version of the Bible. Four, retains the italics in the words provided for enhanced readability by the translators of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible to distinguish them from the words of God. 5. Aids scripture memory and retention by striving to retain the familiar sentence structures of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. 6. Updates thousands of archaic English words into modern English, making it easier for many readers of modern English to read and understand. 7. Clarifies the meaning of the Greek word ecclesia as the congregation of those who are summoned or called out unto God. 8. Restores the Hebrew proper name of God and its short form, proper name of God, Yahweh, and its short form, Yah, written in English as Yahweh and Yah. That was removed and rendered as the generic title written in English as the Lord during the translation in Egypt of the Greek Septuagint. Number 9 shows the Hebrew-based proper name of God Yahweh in italics in the New Testament, where there is clear evidence that the text references a passage containing his name in the Old Testament Hebrew manuscripts. 10 restores the Hebrew-based proper name of the Messiah, written in English as Yeshua, meaning Yah is salvation, given by the angel Gabriel, which has been continually revised with its meaning obscured as it was translated through Greek, Latin and English languages. This edition of the Bible provides study aids in the form of cross-references and a concordance index. When used with spiritual discernment, these study aids can be valuable tools in a thoughtful approach to the unbiased study of the Bible. This edition of the proper name version of the King James Bible is offered in the belief that it will enable the readers to gain a greater depth of knowledge and understanding of Yahweh as he speaks to us through the truth of his word. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. Isaiah 52:6. Acknowledgement. Before we glory in the labours of the many people that have dedicated countless days, months, years, talents and resources toward this effort of presenting to the world an accurate, easy-to-read edition of the English Bible that exalts the name of God, we are reminded of his word. Thus says Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. 1 Chronicles 29 verses 13 through 14.